This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Friday, you have done it. Happy Halloween. Chris, it is Halloween, right? You people celebrate? Happy Halloween. It is a Friday. It's Halloween night. It's going to be candy and fun and costumes and all that. But we have to focus on some other things for a few hours here on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Are we going into Venezuela? I would go ahead and say yes. We'll talk about that in a minute. Actually, in a little while. I don't know that it's that big of a deal. We're gonna talk about some people maybe in need here in a moment. We are going to touch on Arctic Frost, legal immigration. We're going to talk about why can people buy all manner of things with all their EBT cards, which they're not getting today. The Trump administration draining the swamp. All that light stuff, heavy stuff, and so much more coming up on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Before we get to the Arctic Frost stuff, which I will get to, I wanted to read this email, and I have a point for it, a purpose for it. So here it is. Dear tiny-handed part-time radio host, which is not nice, I am active duty Navy. He's active duty Navy.
Why are you gay?
I'm active duty Navy during COVID. I was an instructor. I was essential enough to work during COVID and teach through a piece of cloth for 8 to 10 hours a day, but not essential enough to get paid during a government shutdown. I agree that the GOP shouldn't cave to the communists, and I hate that illegals are getting welfare, but I won't be able to afford gas so I can drive to work Monday if we don't get paid. I don't know what to do, hoping the left gives in and I can get paid on the first. Trying to stay positive. The reason I read this is while we celebrate that a bunch of, you know, dirt balls are not getting SNAP, and while we celebrate that the federal government shut down and federal workers are cut off and all these things are wonderful, keep the service member in your life in mind. If you have one in your family, maybe a neighbor, maybe in your church, maybe in your sports league, if you have a service member in your life, and maybe you're in a place where you can help out with something. Maybe it's a meal. Maybe you're not okay financially. Maybe it's hey, we're making a big casserole tonight. Come on over, you guys eat on us. Please consider sending a text, making a phone call. You run into them tonight at Halloween. They stop by with the kiddos. Hey, you guys doing okay? I know the government's shut down. I don't know about you, but for the, 90%, 95% of my life, if not more, if I didn't get a paycheck for a couple weeks, we weren't eating. And we weren't filling up the tank with gas. Bills weren't getting paid. Lots of people don't have savings. And people in the service don't make a lot of money anyway. And most of the people in the service, not all, but most don't come from money. This is just a personal PSA. The email touched me. It's been on my mind. If you have one in your life, consider reaching out. Hey, it doesn't have to be cash or something like that. Because people, hey, well, how about a gas card? How about something? That's all. I'm going to let it go now. Please consider reaching out to the people who fight, who keep us safe.
They're not getting paid right now, and that part of it most definitely does suck. Let's move on, because I got a text message. I'll put it that way. I have some news that may be a little heavy. I have all these Arctic Frost emails. Remember, Arctic Frost is that big FBI operation. Jack Smith signed off by Judge Boasberg, where the FBI is wiretapping phone lines, basically hunting down Republicans as if they're domestic terrorists. And I have so many emails about this today. Jesse, black pill, the latest revelation. This is a disaster. People have to go to jail. Next one, Jesse, we have Arctic Frost, the cover-up of Biden decline. At what point do we rise up and overthrow the government? They're living like kings. Okay, so there's a lot of these. People were very, very angry. I am very angry. And when you just take it in, it's not that any of this surprised you. You understand that the FBI is an evil secret police agency. You've known that. If you listen to this show for any length of time, you've known that for quite a while. You know the things they've done. Be honest. You didn't hear about Arctic Frost, and maybe you were a little shocked, but you weren't stunned. It didn't give you the vapors, and you heard what the FBI did, and you said, oh, yeah, that sounds like them. So you get this. I get this. And we are crying out right now for justice because you and me, we love America, do we not? We love the United States of America, but why? Why? Why do you love the country? What is it about America that you love? Well, we love living in a free country. We look around the world at the ways people live. And we think to ourselves, man, I couldn't imagine being in a country where the cops show up and throw me in prison for a Facebook post. We love our standard of living. Hey, I couldn't imagine living in a place that there is no hospital. You can't get medicine. We love so much about America because of the life it has given us and the life it has given our children. And because we are lovers of America, we almost don't want to believe it's possible for America to do something that evil. And if it does do something that evil, we want to believe that because this is America, someone's going to stop it. Someone's going to do something about it. Someone better go to jail. There better be FBI agents in jail. And I'm the same way. This is it's like a child, your child, if you have one. How honest can you be about your child if your child does something terrible? How honest can you be? Tonight, James, my oldest son, James is an angel of a child. He's got, you know, teenage problems like anyone else, but just a wonderful heart, much better person than I ever was. And certainly not some party animal or anything like that. Tonight, I get a phone call at midnight. James is in police custody. He got drunk and started driving and then hit a cop. I will tell you right now, even if it was on camera, I would say, I think you got the wrong kid. Not my son. No, we have it on camera. No, James would never. Not my son. My son? He's not capable of doing something like that. Maybe your son is. Of course, your son could be a dirtball, probably is a dirtball. My son, my James is perfect. But nobody's perfect. In the United States of America, as much as you love it, and as much as I love it, it's not perfect either. And it's much less perfect now that we've allowed communists to work their way through are super, super, super important institutions. We've allowed them to become judges. We've allowed them to become FBI agents. We've allowed far too much for far too long. And we wake up one day and we find out that the secret police agency, the Cheka, they're actually wiretapping senators' phone lines and casting some wide dragnet to essentially classify as many Republicans as possible as domestic terrorists, or at least potential ones. And we say to ourselves, okay, that can't happen here. That shouldn't have happened here. But now that it did, someone's going to jail, right? So let me tell you, and I will not tell you from who, sent to me in confidence, but I will say this is somebody who would know. I can't stress this enough. This is somebody who would know. He listened to the show we did yesterday talking about Arctic Frost and stuff like that. This is what he's told me. I'm just going to read you the first couple sentences, otherwise it gets too detailed. This is verbatim. I'm reading it off my phone. Arctic Frost is even worse than you explained last night. It was all 100% legal, so there is zero criminal liability for anyone. Our only recourse is naming, shaming, and ruining everyone involved. You know what? I'll just read the whole thing. And the documents being revealed have employee names blacked out because they still work for the FBI and they are still being protected. I did not mean, it was not my intention to give you a large black pill to swallow on a Friday. That is not my intention for telling you that. I do have an intention, though. On top of informing you, I do have a purpose for that, and I'll get to that in a moment. Before I get to that, let me get to this heavy thing. Abortion still happens all the time in America. We thought, we hoped, I did, Roe versus Wade got overturned. I mean, of course, abortions are still going to happen, especially in the blue areas, but that's going to be what really breaks it. That'll be what really breaks it, that these people will be on the retreat from now on. No. Now they're sending out abortion pills in the mail. How do we fight against evil that easy? Evil that readily available. How do we fight? We give them ultrasounds. We have to change the hearts, not just the laws. It's the hearts that must be changed, and it's preborn that changes hearts by showing mothers the heartbeat of their baby. When mothers hear that heartbeat, they choose life almost every time. Did you know that? An ultrasound is our greatest weapon. $28 buys that mother that ultrasound. $28 for the life of a baby. Can you do that? Preborn.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic, fantastic Friday. I'll tell you where I was last night here in a few after I get done giving you this black pill. Jewish producer Chris is trying to get me to tell a campaign story that Ob is going to be very upset about. All that, more questions, and so much more coming up on a Friday. So I gave you that black pill about Arctic Frost. I'm furious about it. I'm disgusted. Let me explain what I want. I want every single government person, every government person who abused their power like that, who used their government power against their political opponents, I want that person given a fair trial, a public trial. I want them convicted, and I want a firing squad on national television. That is how serious I take the crime of government corruption. And that's how serious societies throughout history have taken it. I believe that is justified. I am not being some bloodthirsty monster. I believe in preserving society. And the only way you do that is that kind of punishment for government corruption. So I need to be clear. That's what I want. And maybe you don't go quite that far. But I bet I'm not that far past you. That's what I want. We are not probably going to get people, anybody, to spend a day in prison over all this. Now, that's the bad news. The reason we are not probably going to get people to spend a day in prison here is because of what we have discussed so many times before, but we'll discuss it in kind of a different way this time. I've used this analogy. I'll continue to use it. I don't know why. It's just appropriate. Maybe it's because I grew up in bear country. If you are 40 years old, you have never worked out in your life, you eat fast food every single meal, You are fat, you are soft, you are slow, your heart doesn't work right, your muscles aren't that great. You are, by every definition, soft and weak. And a grizzly bear finds you and starts charging at you, and your car is a mile away. You have to run. And you have to run really, really, really fast. It is super important, or you're going to die. But you can't. But you have to. But you can't. These people have been poisoning our body for years and years and years and years. Slowly walking through our institutions. Remember the Italian communist Gramsci, what he said, what he called it, the long march through the institutions. What did you think that long march was all about? They knew it would be slow. They knew it would be difficult. But they also knew at the end of that rainbow, when you finally finish your march through the institutions, your institutions will, instead of stopping communism, enable communism, protect communism everywhere it is found. That was the entire idea behind the long march through the institutions. These dirty communists who do these things, they didn't put on judges' robes yesterday. They didn't take over law schools yesterday. They didn't get an FBI badge yesterday. Years and years, decades and decades of slowly but surely marching through the institutions. And remember, they knew all along the whole purpose of marching through the institution was so you could get to a place where you could legally send the Federal Bureau of Investigation into your home, into the home of your senator, track your location, your phone number, who you're texting. The whole point of marching through those institutions was to bring our country to a point where the FBI became the plaything of the communist. That was the point of all of it. The media would become the plaything of the communist. The academic institutions, the plaything of the communist. He could do what he wanted because the institutions, he conquered them all. That was the whole point in the long march through the institutions. That text message I read you, I'll read it to you again. And all I can tell you is it's from someone who would know. I can't betray this person's trust. You're going to have to trust me on this. Quote, and I did leave out a bit at the end just to protect this person. Arctic Frost is even worse than you explained last night. It was all 100% legal, so there's zero criminal liability for anyone. Our only recourse is naming, shaming, and ruining everyone involved. And the documents being revealed have employee names blacked out because they still work for the FBI. They are still being protected. This does not mean it's the end of the world or the end of the country. What it means is we can't outrun that grizzly bear right now. We want to. We have to. But it's really important. I know. I agree. It's really important. Our body is not ready for it. Our body is not prepared for it. What we have to focus on now is not looking back at decades of failure, decades of communist infiltration, decades of fast food and not working out. We can't look back at decades of failure. There's no time for that now either. The time now is to start getting ready for the next grizzly bear. That's what we have to start. The draining of the swamp is everything. All right? Let's get out of here. I'll tell you where I was last night. I'll tell you a funny of where I was last night, and I'll tell you an embarrassing story I will be mad about. Jewish producer Chris wants me to tell you. Before we do that, I want to talk to you about your cell phone service. Please switch to Pure Talk. I don't ask you that lightly. I know it's a pain to switch. It's a pain to switch on everything, right? At least we think it is. Well, that's a pain. For one, remember, I'm talking about 10 minutes on the phone. That's all I'm asking of you. 10 minutes on the phone. You can do it during the break. Two, if you're angry about this Arctic Frost stuff, Let's do remember what they've been telling you about the big cell phone companies. Verizon couldn't wait to collaborate with the communists to hand over all of your information. They couldn't wait. They didn't even have to twist arms. Pure Talk doesn't do that stuff. You notice how Pure Talk's name never comes up with this? Because Pure Talk could tell them to go pound sand. They'll charge you less. You keep your phone. You keep your number. You switch to the cell phone company that actually cares about freedom in this country. Pick up that cell phone. Dial pound 250 and say Jesse Kelly. Pound 250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And of course, we are live here, and you can email the show, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. So I know I did my show last night, but I did not do my show from here last night. I had to go to Chicago. I didn't tell you because, like I said, I try not to say ahead of time, you know, when dirty communists want to murder you, I don't like to advertise when I'm out of town. I'm back in town, so I thought I could tell you now. I was in Chicago. Why was I in Chicago? It was a quick in and out, all right? I was in Chicago because they had the Radio Hall of Fame induction ceremony last night for this brand new crop of Hall of Famers. And in case you're wondering, no, I most definitely was not one. I will never be on that stage. But my boss, Julie, just saint of a woman, was one of them. And I love her anyway. And so flew up there, show, went and paid my respects. Now, I would say there's 400 or 500 people at this big event. Alice Cooper got in, all these people. Colin Cowherd, all these people you probably know, they all got in the Hall of Fame last night. Couple things. First, I was not told ahead of time the dress attire for it. Chris said so. Yeah, Chris, did you see what I was wearing yesterday before I took off? Everyone else was in a suit. And I mean, the entire place was in a suit. I was in blue jeans, cowboy boots, and I had kind of like a, I don't think it's a jean jacket. It's not a bad jacket. It's not a bad jacket. It's not a suit jacket. So there's all these people in suits and ties. The dimes are dressed to the nines. The dudes are all in suits. And then there's Jesse in blue jeans. So that was awkward. Then I knew beforehand. Well, I shouldn't say then. What, Chris? What? Chris said I was going to stand out anyways. Yeah, but that's the problem, pal. If I show up and I'm not dressed properly, everyone knows. Everyone knows. Some Asian dude can get away with it. I have to be dressed appropriately. All right, setting that aside, it was going to be a big event, big banquet. And of course, they were serving dinner. I fasted all day yesterday. It was just a health thing. I fasted all day yesterday before it. There was not a chance in Hades that I was going to show up and eat sorry banquet food to break my fast. I wasn't going to do it. Decided, me and Clay, we went out beforehand, went out, got a meal beforehand, stuffed our faces. We show up at the banquet. Everyone else is eating. I am not eating. I actually told the waiter, you can take it. I'm good to go. Everyone has to ask why at my table. I had to inform everybody how stupid they were for eating at the banquet. Oh, I did, Chris. I was relentless. I was relentless. And I told them, oh, man, that steak looks a little tough. Oh, shoot, I am so full. I'm about to have to take a notch down on my belt. I ate so much. Looks like you guys are going to be hungry. That went well. We went through all the speeches and that, and most of them sucked. A couple of them were pretty good. Of course, Julie's was the best. She was just like, yeah, I love it. I'm not naming names. Thank you all. You're the best. Goodbye. This was awesome. All right. They schedule. I need to clarify that this is late. Remember, I did my show and then went. This is late. This thing ends at 10:30, 10:45 at night is when it ends. Everybody says, hey, there's this private event afterwards for 70 people. where we're going to go up. We rented out this big floor, and we're just going to go up and do a private celebration. It's a big deal, Radio Hall of Fame. It's a big friggin' deal. You get in any Hall of Fame. I said yes. I want to stress, just like I told Ob, I said yes, and I went for about 15 minutes. Chris, it was at least 15 minutes, maybe 20. Okay, maybe 20. Then, you know what I did. I didn't say goodbye to anybody. No handshakes, no hugs. I just waited till everybody seemed like they were occupied, and I slipped on out the door. No muss, no fuss. The old Irish goodbye in effect again last night. You know how marvelous that was, Chris? Do you know you can criticize and call it rude all you want, Chris? You know what that bought me? 20 minutes of sleep time. That's a 20-minute goodbye in a room like that. If I start popping in on everybody, it was great seeing you. Let's hug. You're not going yet. Hold on. They're about to serve tater tots. That's 20 minutes to go around that room. That's 20 more minutes of sleep I got. What, Chris? No. You said you tell one person. This is what Chris said. No, this is exactly this is the flaw you have when you try to be nice, Chris. You tell one person. What does that person do? Especially if it's a woman. They elevate the tone of their voice. Women don't say, oh, okay, yeah, go on to bed. It's, no, it was so good. Bah, bah, bah. You know exactly what you're going to get. They have to turn it up. And what happens when they turn it up with their goodbyes? Everybody starts looking. Then you can't slink out of anywhere. Everyone's looking. Jesse must be going. I better go say goodbye. What? No, you don't have to choose your confidant carefully, Chris. Haven't you ever heard the old saying, three people can keep a secret if two of them are dead? Nobody. You have no confidants. At that moment, Chris, you are a one-man wolf pack. No, you're a one-man wolf pack. You have no friends. You have no family. There is nobody but you. You are behind enemy lines, and all that matters is getting out alive. So you can't entrust. It doesn't matter. It might be your wife. You're going to have to leave her, all right? You're going to have to leave her behind. You have to leave without saying a word. You tell one person, they will end it. And here's what happens when you tell your wife, because I've gone through this with Ab before. She doesn't have this thing. Like, she's overly nice. She will say, even if she knows I'm right, even if she knows I'm right, she will say, well, we have to say goodbye to what, fill in the blank, so-and-so. So-and-so came so far to see us. So-and-so, you work with them. So-and-so, I love her. So-and-so, I have to say goodbye to blank. Just one person. Haven't you ever seen the movie Heat, Chris? What did you just say? It's on the list? Why don't you go ahead and make that priority one this weekend, Chris? Every dude has seen the movie Heat. You know what? I'm going to ruin something for you now. No, Chris, you had 15 years. It's at least 15 years to watch that movie. I'm ruining it for you right now. I'm ruining it. Nope. All right, I'll give you one day. On my life. Corey, remind me, I'm ruining that movie on Monday if Jewish producer Chris shows up and he's not watched Heat by Monday. You have until Monday, and then I'm telling my little story. Either way, this is what I'll say. That one thing you have to do, that one person you have to tell, that's what brings you down in the end, pal. You are behind enemy lines. If you are going to Irish goodbye, just do it. And you know what? Maybe you're sitting there thinking it's rude or I could never. You know what the beauty of it is? Once your friends and coworkers get to know you, they know you're going to do it. They stop yelling about it. You know how many text messages I got from my bosses, coworkers, friends today about that Irish goodbye? You know how many? Not a single one. Because everybody looked around at some point and said, Jesse's gone. Oh, he Irish goodbye. He left. They get it. Everyone gets it. I didn't get to tell the embarrassing story. We'll do some Ask Dr. Jesse questions. I'll get to that in a little bit. Oh, dear Dr. Tactile, how do you reconcile being a Marine as well as a cozy master? Do you worry about going soft and losing your edge as a warrior? What would your dad think of these bamboo sheets? Okay. This is actually a valid concern I've had. Is cozy earth, is it so soft and comfortable that it's making me weak? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. I know this. When I get out of the shower, I got to have my robe on now. It's a must. I get out of bed, my robe's on. I've told you, I have one pair, sadly, one pair of their everywhere pants. When I acquire four or five, there won't be anything else I ever wear on my legs. They're just so soft and stretchy, and I never have to get yelled at. You're not dressed appropriately. You can wear them to church. You wear them out to a nice restaurant, but you're going to get home and sit around in them. And right now, it's Black Friday special time. CozyEarth.com with the promo code Jesse, you get up to 40% off site-wide. CozyEarth.com, promo code Jesse. Sorry if it makes you soft. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, on a Halloween. The Kelly family has upgraded, I'm proud to announce, to full-size candy bars. And I know you've been doing it for a while, Chris. I don't need these lectures. Any child who comes by tonight will be treated well, especially after the baseball game starts, because I'm done handing out candy at that time. Hey, Jesse, why can't EBT be like WIC, where only healthy, logical food is available to be purchased with a time limit? Right, so there are a lot of these questions about today, because SNAP benefits are cut off. It's official, or I should say tomorrow. Tomorrow, SNAP benefits are cut off. It's official. It's over. The welfare recipients aren't going to be able to get their money. People have been upset as awareness has been heightened that people on SNAP, on welfare, they're not buying meats and cheese. You know, it's not eggs and milk. There's some of that, of course, but it's all kinds of junk and filth. And then they sell them. This is something that a lot of people don't talk about, the fraud of selling off your food stamps. Then you're buying booze. It's bad. Why isn't it more logical? Why isn't it different? That's what you ask. So let me explain this. Welfare has never been about helping out people in need or poor people. There have always been and will always be poor people. Maybe you are one of them. And there have always been and will always be organizations and individuals who will help poor people out. They will. Honestly, actually, my church this Sunday, there's no actual church in church this Sunday. Everyone in the congregation is going out and basically doing different things in the community. Some of it's pulling weeds, you're feeding the homeless. And this is not unique to my church. I'm not bragging. This is how it's always been. There's always been organizations. Chris's group of people taking over the planet, the Freemasons. You people do this kind of stuff. This is what it is. So why do we have a government welfare program ever? What is the point of a government welfare program? It's to buy votes and loyalty. That's all. It's never been about feeding or helping the poor. And I could go over all these statements and statistics and stuff you've already heard and stuff you already know about how people don't get off of these programs when they get on them. You get on them and it's a life sentence. There are people I know of here in Houston, four generations on welfare. Four. Wrap your mind around that. Four generations. You don't have a job. Your mom didn't have a job. Her mom didn't have a job. And her mom didn't have a job. Four generations. Why is this the case? Why are there all these loose rules on it? Why? Because it was never about helping people. You're always okay to help people. You don't want government to do it, but you, of course, are okay with helping people. I would hope so. That's a good thing feeding the poor, helping out those less fortunate is a good thing we should want to do. But the government can't do it. The government does it because it's how you buy votes. It's how you buy votes. It's how you ensure loyalty. Hey, who's the one filling up your grocery cart? Who are you loyal to in your life? Well, that's the government figured it out. The one paying the bills is going to create some sort of loyalty in human beings. That's just the way it goes. So keep that in mind. Also, keep this in mind. Another major data breach. You ever heard of the company Prosper? They got breached. You know how many users had their info hacked? 17 million. 17. This is all the time. Every day I could read you a new story like this of somebody getting their data hacked. Why do they want your data? Do you think they just want to learn your middle name? Even though it's embarrassing. Don't lie, it is. You think they just want to know your middle name? No. They want to take loans out in your name and empty your bank account. You won't have any idea they're doing it. The bank's not going to call you. LifeLock will, though. LifeLock will give you a heads up on things. And if they get you, LifeLock, they have these reimbursement specialists. They're not there to swindle you. They are there to help. I have talked personally to the head of LifeLock. He means it. They're there to make you whole again. 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to lifelock.com. Just use the promo code Jesse. That gets you 30 days free, a 30-day free trial. LifeLock.com, promo code Jesse. Terms apply. Hey, Jesse, I just wanted to ask you a question. 5 sex traffickers were arrested in my hometown of Omaha, Nebraska. One of them was living on my street. I saw the whole thing go down. The police used flashbangs and everything. Now, my question is, what would compel someone to be a sex trafficker? Why is it a thing that people do even though it's wrong? So this is a question that a good person would ask. There is so much of life and how you will live this life that is determined by how you look at your fellow human beings. If you look at your fellow human, whoever it may be, man, woman, child, old, it doesn't matter. And you look at that person and know that's a God-breathed soul, a sacred individual. That will determine how you treat that person. But if other human beings are just nothing to you, if they're just cogs in the wheel, an opportunity for you to enrich yourself, to gain money or power, if that's how you look at other human beings, then you will, maybe you won't go to the level of sex trafficking, but you will do terrible things to other human beings your entire life. It all comes down to how you look at other people. Are they sacred, or is it just some bone, some skin, some blood? They're nothing. You know, we'll expand on that a little bit. Hang on.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.